You ready here? All right, so we're doing chakra balance. A little slower than this, but... Well, all we're doing is just making sure that everything's working, okay? And you can, and those of you that haven't been using the arms, you can do the arms too.
Where do you put your hands when you're doing the arms?
Behind the neck. So you're going to just, as you get to here, the next is just elbows, hands. Elbow, hand. So this hand just stays underneath. Yeah, because you want to bring it down, because you've already brought it up from the heart to the fifth chakra, then down the arms. Okay. And then we come all the way up to 6 and 7. We're going to open 6 and 7, but we're not going to close. So we really want the whole energy system open. Okay. Then we're going to come down, and you're going to begin by just recognizing what's happening in the chakra. Okay? You could use your pendulum. You can put your hand over it. And you can just begin to feel, and probably on your way up, you were already beginning to feel sort of what's going on there, what's happening in that chakra. And, okay. The chakra can feel really big, but sort of not, especially if there's an issue in that chakra and you need to restructure that chakra, it doesn't feel formed, doesn't have strong boundaries. Okay, so if a person doesn't have strong boundaries around their sense of self, their chakra won't feel, it'll feel like they won't have, you know, boundaries around the sense of self. Okay, if their sense of self only, as I mentioned over here, if their sense of self is only allowable when you're being feminine, when you're in the feminine role, the chakra will be flopped over to the left side. If they are only allowed to be themselves when they're masculine, it'll be flopped over to the right side. Okay, it'll literally be leaning, it'll come up, and it'll lean out this way. You may also, you know, as you can feel the chakra more and more, you may also notice that there are those larger, harder kind of vows stuck, and the chakra isn't spinning. It doesn't spin. It doesn't, you know, and when you're doing the pendulum, it's really slowly turning. There's a lot of gunk in there. There's a lot of, you know, so you can really feel. But you're basically going to an area that you know the person needs work on, and you want to just sort of honor what has gone before. And so what you begin with is you just start by just holding that chakra. Now, even if the chakra is very skinny, okay, very thin, you know, or emaciated, or may have wounding at a number of different levels within it. We're going to deal with all those things. But what you're doing right now is you begin to hold the chakra, and remember, a healthy chakra, a very healthy, vibrant chakra spins at around 6 inches. Okay. They can be bigger. But generally, 6 inches is a very, very healthy chakra. Most people don't have chakras that spin 6 inches, very often. But you want to really give them a full chakra here. So you're going to hold your hands, and you just are going to now really bring up the yellow, you know, the sort of the sunlight energy for the third chakra. So you're really filling the zone with that energy. Okay, and you're what? Bring it just from through, yeah, through you. You're intending that you're going to fill your own field with the bright light. Okay, so I'm filling me with. Here we go. This. All right. So now we're bringing that in, holding the intention, and knowing whatever their issue is in the third chakra. You're holding that's what we're going to be healing. We're going to be bringing that back into balance. Okay. So the next step is going to be. So now I'm holding, I'm sort of centering it, I'm bringing the chakra into center and filling it with energy. The next step is going to be, now I'm going to sink my hand in below first, right? Above first. And what's going to be happening just above the chakra is I'm going to be asking the guides to come in and place a barrier. It's like a, just... Lisa was saying yesterday, just like the like the magician, like putting the divider down. So we put a divider there, and then you're going to do the same thing underneath. Okay, so now what happens is that her energy now stops. It's not flowing through. It's gone all the way through. It's gone all the way through here. Okay, it's holding at the level, right at the core level. All right? And so now we can do our work. And I have had clients that have actually, the guides have actually brought a brand new chakra. Not a rebuild. It's like get that one out. They're getting a new chakra, and you know, so that it's only happened a couple times. But yeah, exactly. It's like they, you know, I'm sure that there's probably a refurbishing station. All right. So now what you're going to do is once again really fill with the bright yellow. Everybody's going to be doing third chakra, so we're all going to be all yellow here. Okay, bright yellow. And now you're going to start structuring that chakra. Even if it were small, even though there wasn't a lot of energy or it was all over the place, you are going to contain that chakra. So the way you do that, picture that you're using popsicle sticks. Okay, long popsicle sticks. And you are going to place them in, okay, their stays. Okay, and these are going to, you're going to place them in all around the chakra. Okay, so now I've done the underside of the chakra. And these are creating a wall that chakra can build up energy in. The problem usually is that the walls have been broken down, and so you need to give them stability in there. And then we're going to do the top. Okay, and then we're just going to hold that for a minute and fill. And then you're going to begin to bring the same stays into the smaller chakras. Remember, we talked about the smaller chakras. Each little chakra within, each one represents her curriculum to God, to the world, through that chakra. So each chakra has hundreds of little chakras on the inside, which are the things that she's going to be attracted to in the world and are going to be attracted to her. This is the law of attraction. Okay, the individual things that get attracted to you through your third chakra, through your actions, are going to be those smaller things. Now, you will find that those are, on the inside, you'll find that the vows are in there. So what you're doing, and the vows will distort them or minimize them or clog them up. You are cleansing by putting these stays in here. You're rebuilding them. And so there's no way you can put stays in every one. So remember, these are long, thin, much thinner than the sort of the popsicle sticks, sort of like needles. And you're going to be sending them in. And just trust that you're sending in enough. And that whatever's needed goes in. And you're putting those in. And you're building a chakra. You're literally building the structure. Every one of those little ones needs to be supported so it can hold its truth. The whole outside needs to be supported. So we're building the supports here. Remember, these are long, so sort of visualize. It's called the blue template. Everything in the physical body, in the auric body, comes through the fifth level. Remember, we haven't done spiritual surgery yet. When you work with the surgeons, all surgery is done at the fifth level. It's called the fifth level template. The body has a template that when God comes through you, you go through that template and become. It's like you existed before your form. It's like the intention of your form. And so what you're working with when you're sending these in, you're working with these blue, they're sort of blue rods, okay? I mean, you can visualize that. Yeah. You're working at you know, sort of the structure of life is this blue life, Okay, it's kind of like the negative of a picture. We don't have it anymore. It's all digital. But if you could, if you press on your camera, show me the negative of this. It'll show you what before light turns into matter, it has to go. It goes through something that tells it what to turn into. So this is what we're restructuring with the blue. Okay, so now what we're going to do is now they are fully supported. So I could take my hands away, and her chakra, what? But what I want you to see is that at that point, the chakra is completely supported by that structure. You don't want to step away. You want to stay with them. But understand that at that point, a perfect 6-inch round chakra is ready to function. Okay, it's been any expanded inner chakras have been put back into size. You know, those stays have now created the structure, and now it starts forming along that structure, not along lousy vows. Okay, not along fear, not along trauma. All right, they're being formed along the natural flow of energy. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to fill it with more of the yellow light, and those little chakras on the inside need to start turning clockwise direction, and then eventually the whole chakra spins. And so when you feel a chakra spinning, it's all the small chakras inside that are spinning, that are allowing the world to come in, called in, and then simultaneously be open to the energy coming in and out. So that flow is what you're looking for. That's why you're looking for a nice, even flow when you're holding the pendulum. Okay? Now, any questions on that? Yes, you'll actually use your hand to swirl to get it moving. Okay, may take a minute or so to really get it, and then you want to hold and make sure that it continues to spin. All right, now from there we're going to do the seven level. It's called the seven level.
Weaving
the seven level. We're going to sweep at the end, but weaving the seven levels. And so now remember from your healing when you did the seven level. Weaving, the first level is the blue template, right? Okay? The first level is the blue template. That's what we're working with there. And so you want to feel. And now you'll be able to, even if you don't see how a chakra works, you'll be able to sort of see what level the wound was at. Where did this chakra get its primary wounding from? And so you sort of notice how the first chakra is. Remember, the first template is blue. The blue template and its mesh. Second chakra is sort of a thicker, sort of heavy fog. It's a non-formed layer, just as a reminder on this healing. And you are going to be bringing balance into that. If it's not sparkly, if it's gray, whatever, you're going to bring that up. Third level, yellow, and grid. It's a formed level again. So all the even ones are mesh, you all recall, and then all the odd ones are mesh, and all the even ones are non-formed. Okay, they're the lighter fog. And as you go up at the fourth level, there's going to be the fog. Fifth level is going to be a grid. Right, it's going to be the deeper, even deeper blue, sort of like an indigo blue grid, and you're looking for what's going on there. Sixth level is going to be the fog, and seventh level is very important in this, because this is where you want to make sure that this chakra now has a really nice strong cap on it. Okay, the seventh level. Is the gold. All right, it's the golden edge of the energy field. It's this. And what you're doing on that is making sure that there are no leaks. People that don't have good boboundaries have a problem in, they'll often have the mesh. We talked about this before in doing that healing. Their energy gets through. They don't have the ability to protect themselves in a healthy way. Okay, so they can get ill. You know, there can be a, they can have a severe illness because that chakra doesn't have a good, healthy boundary between it and the world. And so that boundary is very important, especially when you restructure. You want to make sure that level is there. Now, so now I've gone through, and Lisa had her third chakra restructured yesterday, so she was actually doing quite well today. Her issues moved up to 6 from 3 and 4, so 3 and 4 were better, and so we're just working our way out. So it was actually 2 and 6, darling. I don't know if you could.
It's my sock.
Yeah. So it was interesting. Yesterday, third chakra restructuring was really sort of saying the relationship and servitude. Her team player was involved, and then once she got that straightened away, then her charismatic leader jumped in. You know, that became the problem. So it's going from one to the other. So you kind of get information while you're doing that. Then you're going to then go in and you are going to take out the lower one first. You're going to pull out the stays and not pull. You leave the stays in here. These are going to stay. They're going to stay. The stays are staying. The small ones. They will just be integrated into the system. They want to be strong and in there. You're pulling out the dividers. So you put your hand in and just ask the guides to use your energy to come up and then take it back to the guide. And then put the upper hand in. And then just bring it up and out, take it, and allow the guides to take it back. And what will often happen when this happens is that there's going to be a rush of energy. You can tell your client ahead of time that at some point during the healing you may feel a big rush of energy. But at this point, what you want to do in the healing is make sure that you then sweep the field right away so that rush of energy really integrates all the way through. So now I do our normal sweep of all the colors. Oh, sorry. And when you're doing sweeping here on the spinal, when you're doing a sweep on the spinal after you sent the energy and you sweep all the way through, okay, you've done the spirals. What you're doing is you are sweeping any excess out of the field. When you're sweeping after a healing, you're not getting anything out of the field. Okay, occasionally I'll see people sweeping. They're going sweep, sweep, and it's like that's. Get that crap out of there. We don't want that crap out of there. Well, all we're doing, we're just stirring up the field here. So we want to go all the way through the whole field, but you're not, you don't, we've really put a lot in the field right now. We want to just make sure that it's all blended. Okay? That's like the blender. Okay? All right. The what? I did on the seventh level. I don't sweep the seventh level. That's the gold. And so on the seventh level, I just go this way, and then we're going to do the close, and then we'll do the big gold, all the way around. And when you're doing this, and when you're sending, really send a clear image of this person, totally, especially for third chakra, totally empowered to be themselves, at peace, empowered. Authentic power. You're really what you read in the book. This healing is about authentic power, authentic energy. And then we're going to close, and you're done.
So you have to use the yellow light going that
third chakra. We'd be using orange. And